I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis told young people Sunday not to be afraid to put their lives on the line for others during the coronavirus pandemic. This during his Palm Sunday Mass delivered by live stream from a deserted church and not in front of crowds in St. Peter's Square. The Pope told his followers to look at the real heroes who come to light these days. They are not famous, rich, and successful people. Rather, they are those who are giving themselves in order to serve others. The Palm Sunday address launches Easter week, the official start of the Catholic world's Holy Week, which ends next Sunday on Easter Day. Palm Sunday marks the arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. Easter Sunday on April 12th celebrates his resurrection from the dead. But the Vatican is refraining from public celebrations, and many of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics are observing the sacred days under home confinement, just like the 83-year-old pontiff himself. Global deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic stand at more than 65,000 people worldwide, and there are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases across the globe since the virus first emerged in China in December. Roughly 25% of the world's COVID-19 cases have been reported in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University figures on Sunday. New York State is the hardest hit, where the virus has claimed more than 3,500 lives. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes his state is roughly 7 days away from the apex of the virus, but U.S. President Donald Trump warned Americans that there's going to be a lot of death in the next 2 weeks. The death toll in the U.S. surpassed 8,400, and the number of infections rose above 312,000. Via remote, this is VOA News. Government researchers in Australia have started animal tests of two potential COVID-19 vaccines. However, experts caution that even if they prove successful, manufacturers will be unlikely to mass produce a vaccine until next year. The vaccines have been made by Oxford University in Britain and in the United States by Inovio Pharmaceuticals. The World Health Organization has said they can be tested on animals, which is a fundamental step in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. The potential vaccines are being tested on ferrets, which contract the coronavirus in the same way people do. There is a global push to find an effective treatment for the new coronavirus, and international collaboration is high. At least 20 vaccines are being developed around the world. However, experts say a vaccine won't likely be available until later in 2021 because of the time it takes for new treatments to meet international standards. Despite Chinese cases dwindling, Beijing has encouraged factories to increase production of medical supplies as the pandemic continues to rage, with protective equipment at a shortage. China has exported 3.86 billion masks, more than 37 million pieces of protective clothing, 16,000 ventilators, and 2.84 million COVID-19 testing kits since March 1st, a top Chinese customs official said, with orders to more than 50 countries. However, numerous nations, including the Netherlands, the Philippines, Turkey, and Spain, have complained about substandard or faulty medical products shipped from China. China says that media reports on faulty medical equipment are overblown. Ethiopia has reported its first death of a COVID-19 patient, a 60-year-old woman who was in treatment at a hospital in the capital since March 31st. The country's health minister said on Sunday, Ethiopia has a total of 43 confirmed cases of the disease. A valley dam that authorities in Rwanda say could contain about 30,000 bodies has been discovered more than a quarter century after the country's genocide, in which 800,000 people were killed. These were ethnic Tutsi and Hutus who tried to protect them. The discovery is called the most significant in years. 50 bodies have been exhumed so far in efforts that are challenged by the East African nation's coronavirus-related lockdown. Rwanda on Tuesday marks the 26th anniversary of the genocide, but the country will follow events on television because gatherings are banned. Word of the dam emerged as many people convicted in the genocide are now being released from prison and offering new information. Via remote from Washington, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
From Washington.